This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. U.S. Labor Secretary Alex Acosta Wednesday defended his actions concerning a 2008 plea deal for billionaire Jeffrey Epstein, who's been charged with sex trafficking. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has more.
Labor Secretary Alex Acosta says in 2008, when he was U.S. attorney in South Florida, he and his prosecutors prevented local prosecutors from letting billionaire Jeffrey Epstein walk on sex trafficking charges.
Letting what the state attorney was ready to do go forward would have been absolutely awful.
Acosta says just the threat of federal charges forced Epstein to a state plea deal that included some jail time and being labeled a sex offender. The billionaire now faces federal sex charges in New York that could land him in prison for the rest of his life. Tim McGuire, Washington.
President Donald Trump said Wednesday he would soon substantially increase economic sanctions against Iran, even as the United States accused Tehran of nuclear extortion by breaching the 2015 nuclear treaty. The U.S. said in a statement to an emergency International Atomic Energy Agency meeting in Vienna that there is no credible reason for Iran to expand its nuclear program. Kazim Gharib Abadi is Iran's ambassador to the IAEA.
This is the right of every member to the non-proliferation treaty, and this is Iran's right also. And what we are doing is in a very transparent manner, is under the surveillance of the IAEA. The inspectors are there. Every single activity is under monitoring. We have nothing to hide.
Iran is already reeling from sanctions that Trump reimposed on the Islamic Republic when he pulled out of the deal last year. Tehran has been appealing to the remaining signatories for sanctions relief. This is VOA News. Human rights lawyer Amal Clooney accused world leaders Wednesday of failing to protect journalists, even taking aim at President Donald Trump for vilifying the media. Clooney, the British government's envoy on media freedom, obliquely criticized the U.S. president, who often refers to the press as the enemy of the people and calls reports that criticize him fake news.
And today, the country of James Madison has a leader who vilifies the media, making honest journalists all over the world more vulnerable to abuse.
Clooney made the remarks at the Global Conference for Media Freedom, called by British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt and Canadian Foreign Minister Chrystia Freeland, with the aim of improving protection for journalists around the world. Britain and Canada also announced they would establish the Global Media Defense Fund, a multi-million-dollar effort to train and provide legal support for journalists in some of the world's hotspots. A new poll shows that military veterans back President Donald Trump, but some are wary of his judgment. AP Shelley Adler reports.
The Pew Research poll, which measured the political opinions of former service members, showed high levels of support for President Trump on a range of policies, from border security to his dealings with North Korea, NATO, and Russia. However, many veterans believe he doesn't listen enough to military leaders, and they distrust his decisions on the use of force. 57% of veterans approved of Trump's leadership as commander-in-chief, compared with 41% of Americans overall. Women, younger veterans, and Democrats generally were more skeptical of the president's respect for veterans. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Residents along the Gulf of Mexico are bracing for heavy tropical weather that flooded parts of New Orleans and threatens to become a hurricane by Friday. Lines of thunderstorms associated with the system drenched the Crescent City Wednesday, dumping 18 centimeters of rain in just 3 hours and turning city streets into rushing torrents. The system is also threatening the Texas coast, where Governor Greg Abbott said the state has emergency preparations in place.
Right now, what we are looking at in Texas from the highest level of probability is going to be a very meaningful rain event, and hence a potential flooding event for various locations.
The National Hurricane Center says the storm system is expected to become a tropical depression on Thursday and could become a hurricane by Friday. A positive day on Wall Street with all three major indices scoring gains. The Dow was up 0.29%. The S&P 500 added 0.45%. The NASDAQ gained 0.75%. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.